Let's Play 2. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
One of the casualties at times in a high school sports world that has been demanding specialization of our young athletes is the reduction in the numbers of the multi-sport athlete, which is why it was so refreshing to be reading some of the previews for the upcoming girls basketball season online last week, and I stumbled upon the story about Dakota High School in Macomb County. The Cougars, in case you didn't know it, were crowned the MHSAA Girls Volleyball Champs this year behind the play of senior standout Kylie Churches, who had only a week of practice to get ready then for the season-opening hoop contest against Troy. And then reading some of the other reviews of preseason boys basketball scrimmages from Thanksgiving weekend, they said that some of the Muskegon High players looked pretty good after just having played a football title game the day before at Ford Field. How refreshing it was to see kids moving from one sport to another, because we simply don't see as much of it as we used to, and we should certainly see more of it. Unfortunately, we hear of school and non-school coaches telling kids and parents that they have to focus on one sport if they wish to have any success, but there's a growing body of evidence that says playing more than one sport does a young body good in more than one way. Too many kids are filling the sports medicine clinics with overuse injuries at too early an age. Different sports use different muscles in different ways and actually help the body develop in a way that's better than getting all of your reps from playing a single sport. Think of where stress fractures and things like that come from, folks. Doing one thing too much. That second sport does wonders for other things. In a previous life, I was sitting in an interview with Bob Knight when he was coaching at Indiana University and I was on the athletic staff there. Some would ask him what a basketball player could do to improve hand-eye coordination. Play tennis, he said. It can also help your perspective. Being a star in one sport and being in a support role in another sport will really help you balance your attitude. Shane Battier led Detroit Country Day to 3 boys basketball titles in the late 1990s, and he batted in the bottom part of the order as a first baseman on the Yellow Jackets baseball team. In fact, his school required athletes when he was there to play more than one sport. The list of benefits playing more than one sport goes on and on. Not to mention, it actually makes for a more enriching high school experience. And that's what it should be all about anyway. So when someone says, hey, let's play two, hopefully they're doing what Kylie Churches is doing now, or what Shane Battier did back then. And we wrap things up with a quickie comment from the Whose Dream Is It department, which kind of ties in with the specialization topic today. I've spoken before of parents who push their kids into doing things to satisfy their dreams. And as we wandered along the tournament trail again this fall, I saw kids caught in that net in so many different ways. It really makes you wonder if the kid wanted to be there or if it was all driven by a parent. Will this little rant cure that problem? No, but I feel better for having said it again. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.